Hello, hello, and welcome back to Perfectly Paranormal, episode 43. My name's Anna Schmidt, and I'm here every week to share with you true paranormal encounters and information about devils, demons, and dark energy beings that no one else talks about. Today we're exploring the transition of the darkest of dark energy beings into the afterlife, but not where you think they're going. We're going to look at what makes them seek positive change, how the process works, and where they go to work on living in a higher state of existence. And I'm going to share some information first today, then a couple of my interesting experiences witnessing the afterlife place created for the so-called malevolent energy beings. So seriously, dark beings, the mysterious entities who most people fear transitioning into the light. Who would have thought? We live in a world of energy, a world of vibration, right? And I thought you might like to hear a recent observation that I've made from early September 2023. Now, on a daily basis, I'm clearing demonic beings from homes, from the land, and sometimes people. And these heaviest of the heavy within the dark realm rankings are choosing to leave the earth reality. And I'm not talking one, two, or three of these beings. They're leaving in droves. And this has been happening since the beginning of August. Now you're going to ask me how I know this. Look, I don't do astrology. It's not my strong point. So I can't explain this strange, powerful energetic shift with the planetary movements. But I observe and I can sense these energy beings' desperation and their willingness to leave their dense dark reality and also our Earth's reality, and they simply want something better for themselves. Now, they're choosing through free will to shy away from hanging around in our reality, and they just want to get out fast. Like seriously, they're coming into my home at ridiculous hours of the morning, even though I stipulate that they're not allowed into the house until I'm sitting at my desk in the kitchen. No, they are desperate, like they just want to go. So what's coming, I wonder, that makes these dark energy beings want to change their habits and in such big numbers? So what vibrational energetic shift is the earth experiencing at this time that challenges their sense of security? Now, for most people, dark beings being allowed to transition into the light is a little bit of a challenge. I think of it as a powerful, exciting, and kind of transformative concept. People seriously are quite challenged by this, though. This is why I'm here. I'm here to put forward the challenging perspectives. What I share with you today, these experiences are things that I have witnessed through my work, and I've been allowed to see them, and I haven't been stopped from sharing them, so I presume that I'm allowed to share. Now, I like to challenge people's perspectives, as I just mentioned, and their belief systems. You know, as this journey that these beings go on represents a really profound transformation from negativity to a state of existing in a higher vibration. And it's kind of like a spiritual awakening, if you want to look at it that way. Because this transition embodies the kind of universal theme of redemption. And yes, even for demonic beings, there is the capacity for growth and change. And I feel that this really reminds us that no matter where you've been and what you've done, how much you've strayed from the good path, and we always have the potential to return to a state of existing in a higher vibration. Now, I'm going to do an episode in December this year discussing, do dark beings have souls? So stay tuned for that one. I'm sure that's going to challenge a few people. I've had some experiences through my work which has shown me that these beings aren't malevolent like they're seen. They just have a different perspective on life or non-life. I don't know what you want to call it. They're here, they're around us, so they're kind of living in their own reality, within our reality. It's a bit of a mind trip sometimes when you think about how this energy stuff works. But anyway, that will be a topic for a future episode. Now, people I discuss this topic with of dark transition, they understand that spirits go to the light, but they often question where dark energy beings go. They ask me, are they welcome in mass consciousness? Do they change their ways? You know, and why would God source energy want them? Now, these dark and demonic beings, which are my favourite topic to talk about, they have to observe your behaviours, your authenticity, and your ethical processes. And when they're comfortable, they'll actually let you in to help them. It's taken me quite a while to build up what I call the tick of approval. And this can sometimes relate to spirits as well as the darker energy beings. They can often be confused, challenged, and scared. And believe it or not, they're frightened of change and they don't believe that they have self-worth. Now, this can really hold them back, just as people let unworthy and worthless hold them back from achieving in life. These dark and demonic beings will feel unworthy of the change, of seeking a new level of existence away from this earth reality and the darker realm. Now, I have a couple of stories for you from my paranormal handbook, which I wrote back in 2021, called The Darkness Around Us. If you're interested, it's available on Amazon. Now, before we jump into the stories, I just want to quickly outline the process of dark transition, so you can understand the information that I'm going to be presenting in the stories. So first, we're going to look at the threshold. Now, the threshold is that crossing point from Earth into the afterlife. And people talk about seeing a white light when they die, or they see the pearly gates of heaven. Now, as all energy beings, spirits, or dark entities choose to raise their vibration, they either step over, go through this energetic border between this reality we live in and the energetic reality. So if you look at it, the threshold, as what I call it, is their transitioning point into that next phase of existence. And in my early days of doing this energy work, I initially saw the threshold as a very large golden doorway. And then it went to a white doorway. And sometimes I would see a white picket fence. And I mean, all energy workers are going to see the threshold in different ways. What I'm giving you today is just my perspective. Now, what I see now, which is really interesting, because management, which is what I call the God Source Creator energy, they know I like things simple, simplified, as simple as possible, so that it makes the process more efficient, more effective. So how I see the threshold now is just an open space with a thick black line at the base. So this threshold line, this is the decision point for all energy beings, and free will decides, do I stay or do I go? Now you're thinking, where do those naughty, dark, malevolent energy tricksters go? Now, this is really interesting. Do you think they go into mass consciousness, heaven, paradise, or nirvana? Not quite. They have their own place in the afterlife waiting room, and I have been told to call it the healing space. Now, how I visualize the healing space is that when you step over that threshold, you're entering the energy world. And how I see the afterlife waiting room, as I call it, is a large sort of room, and it has all these doors in it. Most of them are on the right. I don't know why, that is just how I visualize it. Now, the healing space for these dark and demonic level beings is the first door on the right. And as soon as they cross over the threshold through their free will, they simply slip into the healing space. It's really, really easy. Everything's about intention. So they set that intention, I'm ready to go, and they just simply move into that space. Now, this space in the afterlife waiting room has been there for eons. This is what I was told. And it's never really fully been utilized because of the different perspectives of the light and the dark. There has been a bit of difficulty in getting dark energy beings to understand that the benefits of living in a higher vibration, and that there is no retaliation against them. There is no punishment. There's no trickery instigated by management, which is your God source energy. Now, dark energy beings enter their own healing room, which we've already talked about. Now, here they address their emotional and mental trauma and their behavioral choices. They don't get away with anything that they've done. Now, some dark energy beings resist completing their transition because they're ashamed of their behaviors during their past existence, but they are given unlimited support, understanding and compassion, and they stay in the healing space until they're ready to move on to the next step. Now, people ask me, do the archangels help these beings when they're in the healing space? And I have a big fat no for that one. Definitely not. Could you imagine the angelic beings sort of laying down the rules and trying to support and help these dark energy beings? The dark beings aren't ready yet to work with the angelic beings. They have their own supporters. And since I've been doing this work, there are now two Legion generals there, which I'm going to talk about later in this episode. There's also a sub-commander. So if you think army rankings, there's a lot of the soldier beings that are heading in there now, and there's already some of the high-ranking officer-level beings there. So these higher-ranking beings are the ones that support. And I also feel that there's other teachers, there's other supporters, and I can kind of see them in my mind as I'm talking to you, but I'm not given the information about who they are. So I simply don't ask, because if they don't want me to know, they're not going to tell me. Now let's get into the stories. It's story time. Now I was really tickled pink to be given access to the following information back in 2021. And I've called the following experience, Dark Transition into the Light. Now people often ask me how I come to understand the healing space. I'm very visual with my psychic senses. Like I'm a feeler primarily. Visual is my second strongest psychic sense. Now, I had a very, very vivid vision of a place. Now, it was a large room that was shown to me during an energy field clearing for a client one day. And it was simply like I was watching a movie in really, really vivid color. Now, what I was seeing was through my third eye. Now, if anyone out there has ever done any psychic work, you'll know that what you see with your physical eyes is kind of different to what you see in your third eye. But you can have your physical eyes open and looking around the environment, but you can also be seeing a movie going on in your mind. It's not really your mind, it's your third eye. It's kind of hard to explain. When you've experienced it, you'll know what I mean. It's different to your thoughts. It is a separate part of your being. When you're being shown and given access, yes, management saying to me, your third eye is the way they show you universal information. We'll just leave it at that. Now, what I saw was a sort of dark blue, grayish colored classroom. And there were rows and rows and rows of sort of small single wooden desks. And this is the way that I saw it. And I could see this dense sort of energy body sitting in each desk. And they were kind of studiously working away. What they were working on, I don't know. But this is how I'm explaining it to you. Now, I just kind of continue to silently observe from outside what I called the classroom until one of these energy beings looked up. And it had these rather small glowing yellow eyes. And it popped out of its chair and came to see who was watching it so intently. Now, this energy being floated in front of me without speaking a word. And suddenly, it was as if the whole room of these energy beings was there with their golden eyes all trained on me at the same time. I didn't budge. I wasn't frightened. Like, seriously, paranormal addict here, I'm curious. I want to know what I'm being shown. I chose to just let them become accustomed to my appearance and what my energy feels like, as I knew that I would be regularly more present near this place. Now, a few of them whispered to each other, and some dared others to touch me. Like, seriously, it was kind of sweet in a way to see their kind of childlike banter and their play. Now, this is a far cry from their previous existence. I'm just so fascinated by the way that these energy beings can choose to behave in different ways. Now, there was a very sudden change in the room's vibration, a bit like a teacher tapping the whiteboard to get the students' attention, that it was time to say goodbye and they had to get back to whatever their study it is that they were doing. Now, a few of them lingered a few moments longer. They just kind of looked at me like, yeah, I think we can trust her. I don't know. It was kind of like a mixed bag. They weren't really sure why I was being shown this place. Now, I'm sure my spirit guides used this classroom image because I would relate to it. Because I spent about a decade as a teacher assistant in a local primary school here in Tasmania. But other energy workers may view these ethereal places, such as the afterlife waiting room, through a different perspective, which is specifically designed for them by their spiritual supporters. Now, it's not always easy to step into the unknown, as you could imagine. It's like when kids go to a new school, they're always a little bit like, oh, I'm a bit scared, or I don't know, I haven't got my friends with me, what are the teachers like, what's the principal like? These energy beings, I'm kind of proud of them, because seriously, transition is easy for them when there is the presence of a welcoming committee. Yes, you heard me right, a familiar face, not dissimilar to their own, offering them a sense of safety, acceptance, and respect, as you're going to hear in this next encounter. Now, this is before I was given access to the information about the sub-commander and the two Legion generals that are present. This was right back at the beginning of ping to transition these dark energy beings into the healing space. Now, I've called this experience Meet and Greet. Now, I was transitioning two demonic level energy beings to the healing space one morning, and I came to a point where one of them strongly resisted. It simply would not cross the threshold. I used everything that I had in my toolkit to assist this being, but I just simply faced defiant resistance, as you could imagine. When they make their mind up that they're not going to do something, they ain't going to do it. But he really, really had the desire to go. But he was kind of fearful at the same time. So he's like, nah, I'm going to trust where I am. And he really dug his heels in. Like, I had some fun with this one. He just simply would not go. And I found out very soon why he was resisting. Suddenly in my head, I heard a very raspy voice that said the word punishment. And it dawned on me that these energy beings, especially the demonic level ones, they don't know if there's going to be any retribution on the other side. And I had to fumble around in my mind for what felt like ages, simply looking for the right words as a type of release for this energy being, so that he would feel safe to cross the threshold. Then I intuitively said, there is no judgment and there is no punishment, as part of my release statement. And I felt an energetic sigh of relief from this apprehensive energy being. He simply let go of this reality and stepped over the threshold into the healing space. Now, intention is so, so important. When I'm working with these beings, I keep the messages short, sharp, simple. So no judgment and no punishment is exactly what it sounds like. Now, another time, there were some energy beings resisting again because they were still unsure about the threshold. Like simply, it is the crossing point of no return. Once they're there, they can't come back. It's a one-way door or a one-way street, if you want to look at it that way. And this is really funny because I think of stepping over a threshold. I'm very limited in my perception. When I unexpectedly saw a long, thin rope being lowered from the threshold, and these energy beings simply grabbed hold of it and were instantly pulled through the doorway. And I just sat there having a little chuckle. I really love management's varied approaches to helping all energy beings. Now, since this process has become a regular happening for me now, there are two Legion generals who are present at the threshold. Now, you're going to ask, what on earth is a Legion general? Legion generals, they're the highest ranking before you get to the big guy. But they're not what you think they are. They are impatient and they don't tolerate humans very well. I've had to deal with one for quite a long time. He helps with the actual transitioning of beings from my home sometimes. We have an agreement. We agree to disagree sometimes, and he's had to learn to put up with me digging my heels in. They don't like being told that they're not right, but anyway, they've got to learn to deal with us. So these guys are massive. Like, seriously, I see them as having big, sort of red, muscular bodies, big, muscular arms, and they've got these massive black horns, cloven hooves. And like, seriously, they've got an air of being in charge. And these guys have strategically placed themselves. They haven't been made to do this. They are part of this massive shift that is coming in the Earth's energy. And the lower vibrational beings want to get out. And I mean, if you're seeing Legion generals at the threshold, you're going to feel comfortable in stepping over. Because if they're there, you know you're safe. It is as simple as that. Now, I always get this question from people. What happens to dark energy beings after they work on themselves, after they work through their karmic and their emotional baggage? In December 2021, I was given part of the answer. They won't tell me anymore. Like, we're in 2023 now, and I still don't know what happens. I presume that they are going to tell me if and when I need to know, and when I know, I will share it with you. Now, I've called this little story Graduation. Now, the next time I transitioned some dark energy beings in December 2021, I observed the changing energy of the welcoming committee. And as I kind of looked at them, I could see that their darkness had started to dissolve. It was really quite exciting. They were no longer really solid, dense, heavy masses of blackness, but they had varying shades of grey, almost through to a not quite white, but a very pale grey. And what I heard in my head was the word graduation. And I quietly pondered the changing density of these energy beings. I'm so curious about how this all works, and I'm always very excited when I see these images. Now, while they were standing at the threshold, they were ready to meet the new arrivals. The Legion generals, I don't know what they were doing, they were off doing something else, but the welcoming committee was there. And I could see sort of excited changes happening in their energy bodies and their behaviours. They didn't feel the same. Now, there was an overall feeling of calmness, and they just eagerly awaited the newcomers and kind of took them arm in arm, and off they went into the healing space. Now, what I really find, this is what really, really makes me happy, is that these beings and their ability to transform is a universal sign of hope, that no one, no matter who you are, is lost or abandoned. Oh, and before I go, As I was about to talk with my book publisher back in January 2022, I was given one last piece of information to add here in the graduation section. Now, as these dark energy beings return to their initial lighter, brighter existence, they can choose to retain all of their memories from their previous dark existence. Not really as a constant reminder of their unfavorable habits, behaviors, and actions, but to assist incoming lower vibrational beings as becoming kind of teachers and mentors. Like, seriously, I found that quite exciting. Sometimes in our lives, what we go through enables us to teach others to not take that path sometimes, but how they can work through similar struggles. I just find all this fascinating, and I hope that you have really enjoyed this episode today and that it's been a bit of an eye-opener to the workings of the universal energy, how universal compassion works, and the life-changing possibilities for the darker beings. So, in episode 44, I have a family's experience to share with you about a 3-year-old girl and her sudden extreme behavioural changes that were seriously starting to concern her family. Now, Jenny, the mum, is a good friend of mine, and she wanted to share this experience with you to highlight paranormal attachment and what she witnessed over 2 weeks with her daughter, and how Jenny strongly felt that there was something energetically wrong going on in her daughter's sudden, extremely negative language and behavioural changes. So thank you for joining me today. And don't forget, if you want to share a paranormal experience just with myself, or you would like me to share one of your experiences through my podcast, you can do a voice recording, or you can write out your experience and I will read it exactly as you have written. You can email me at spiritualbeing44@gmail.com. And for information on paranormal house clearing, you can visit my website, Spiritual Being. You will find the address in the description box. And I look forward to sharing this spooky space again with you next week. And remember, life is perfectly paranormal.